Welcome to Five for the Day. Robin Williams, Richard Attenborough, Joan Rivers, Ian Paisley, Linda Bellingham, Alvin Stardust and Aka Bilk have all departed this life in the year of our Lord 2014. And each of us in our own different way mourn their passing and pray for their respective families in the time of their personal grief and sorrow. You may have lost a dear one too, and we trust you have felt the comfort of a loving God in your sad circumstances. Over more than 5 decades of an illustrious showbiz career, Woody Allen has frequently shared his take on life and death, and the significance or lack thereof of being a human being. The actor, director, screenwriter, playwright, comedian and musician has won 4 Academy Awards, along with 24 nominations and a host of other awards. Woody Allen has made millions laugh over the years, but he himself is not always laughing. He was 72 years of age when he told Newsweek magazine that he lies awake at night, terrified of the void. He has suggested that perhaps never to have been born could be the biggest blessing one could have in life. Not getting any younger and definitely not more hopeful about his future, Woody Allen at 78 was interviewed about his latest movie, Magic in the Moonlight. He referred to life as a tough, brutal, grim, meaningless grind full of heartache and tragedy, accruing to nothing. Much earlier in his career, he had quipped, "Death doesn't really worry me that much. I'm not frightened about it. I just don't want to be there when it happens." The void he has experienced throughout his entire life is the void of keeping God out of it. Humans are designed with the capacity to enjoy a happy relationship with God. His many achievements and pleasures in life have never filled the void. The pointlessness of life that has kept him awake at night is nothing less than the utter emptiness of a life without God. As the evangelist Billy Graham told Woody Allen back in 1969 when he was in his early 30s, "You need Christ." He told him then what the Bible still tells us now: God loves us, and he wants to bless us with eternal life. We need to repent of our sins and receive Jesus Christ as our personal Saviour, and the emptiness will be replaced with fullness. The pointlessness will vanish and purpose will become clear. The forgiveness of all sins will be complete and all guilt will be removed. Of all the offers we've received in life, this one trumps them all. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Never forget, God loves us. And despite years of not loving him and maybe ridiculing him, he still wants us to come into his family. He's waiting for us. If we receive him, he will definitely receive us. Jesus said, "Whoever, Woody Allen or anyone else, comes to me, I will never cast out."